This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:06 on hump day morning. This part of the show is brought to you by Sovereign Health. Not only are the CMAs on tonight on ABC at 8 o'clock, but Survivor is on CBS. I can't wait for Survivor.
Hey, did we ever hear from that Rourke?
No.
No, do we hear back from her?
No, she's still on, right?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh,
spoiler alert.
I didn't even
spoiler
know alert. That.
2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. I contacted the CBS people in New York, and I told them.
Yeah,
we wanted.
We'll have her.
Went back and forth, and then. Bye-bye.
Well, she lives locally, right? So as they get toward the finale, maybe she'll come and hang out. Poor thing. I felt bad for her. Just as they start to feature her, she's.
Well, I'd love to talk to her. Just, I'm really curious.
The experience seems amazing. No, she was all right.
She barely showed up, and then she seemed to get a little confident there in the one episode she was featured in, and then that was that. And I thought, really, it was a toss-up who was going.
I agree.
I didn't see it going the way it did, actually.
I have to say, Chrissy is surprising me as a player, and I am kind of rooting for her.
I like her.
Yeah.
I like her.
I like the little weasel guy.
I'm not that like into her. That kid.
I like him. I don't like his pants that he wears, but I do like him. Anyway, Survivor's on tonight. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin.
Thank you, human.
Thanks, Suzette.
Oh.
I wasn't really catching on like the way Vinny does. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I was waiting for it, but I'm like, oh, I guess I'm.
It's only for Vinny.
I like it, too.
Former MLB pitcher Roy Halladay died in a plane crash yesterday. He was flying his brand-new 2018 Icon A5 amphibious plane. It went down in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Florida. It's unclear what caused the crash. He didn't make a Mayday call. He was the only one on board. It's not just a small plane. It seems to be kind of a very specialized plane as well. They call it a jet ski with wings. Mm. Like it's for playing on the water, and you can land it in the water, you can land it in the air. And as we get more details on this, we'll get them to you. He retired in 2013, 12 seasons with the Toronto Blue Jays, 4 more with the Philadelphia Phillies, 2 Cy Young Awards, pitched a perfect game in 2010. And was only the second person to ever pitch a no-hitter in the postseason. So, very terrible, tragic news this morning. The Hot 100, these are the biggest songs in the country at this moment. We'll start with number 100. Well, he released 45 songs, so one of them was bound to make the top 100. At 100, High End, Chris Brown featuring Future and Young Thug.
Here we go.
Skipping up to number 10. Last week's number 9, Just Too Good at Goodbyes, Sam Smith.
Do you like Charlie Puth more than Sam?
I do.
You love this record.
I love that story that you said about Charlie Puth, which was, you know, he wrote the song, and they're like, great song, we're going to give it to Sam Smith to sing.
he said, then you can't have it.
And he hung up. So I'm glad that you like Charlie Puth more, because the right guy sang it.
Yeah.
It's okay, we all like different stuff, man.
That's true. I don't dislike that song, and I just feel like he sounds stuffy. Number 9 is Mi Gente, and this is also down a spot from number 8. J Balvin and Willie William featuring Beyonce.
All right,
down from number 6 last week. At number 8 is Demi Lovato, Sorry, Not Sorry. At number 7,
this girl's audience, just so you know, starts at 4 years old.
Yeah, oh, your girl loves, what is it? Confident.
Confident is her favorite song.
How many times did you hear it yesterday?
She didn't hear it yesterday because I was in charge.
Oh.
Did she have meltdowns when you say no?
No, she didn't try to hear it because I kept her. We were really busy, and I kept her away from the thing that she can talk to that plays stuff.
Right. The Amazon device whose name shall not be spoken.
Right.
Because everyone gets mad. Plus, a lot of people listen to us on their Amazon device, and we don't want to screw it up.
We have a DJ here by that name.
I know, it's really hard.
I feel like I can't even promote the girl.
Right.
It's totally true.
Is your kid aware of your tricks?
What do you mean?
Did she ever say, Dad, I feel like you're keeping me from playing this song?
No, she's not that aware. But I just texted with the missus. If you didn't hear the story from earlier, you just didn't hear the story from earlier because I'm not going to repeat it. But
well, it's on Facebook. You can go back and see.
Oh, right. We Facebook Live.
Yeah.
The whole.
I watched yesterday's Looking Glass Lost 30 this morning.
Oh, you did?
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How was it?
Fun.
Oh,
I like it.
The missus said, first thing she said when she woke up this morning was, don't lock your door anymore, Mom.
Oh. You guys need to set some boundaries.
I know. I just wrote her back and said, she needs to know that the door lock means Mom and Dad are busy.
Yeah.
Go back to bed, punk.
What did she tell her?
I'm doing this, so I couldn't get all involved with it. But that's going on back at home right now.
Oh, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
At number 7, up from number 14, so debuting in the, you know, getting into the top 10 now, is Gucci Gang.
Yes.
That's the name of the song, Lil Pump. At number 6, down from 4th place, is Feel It Still, Portugal, The Man. Holding steady at number 5 is Imagine Dragons, Thunder. At number 4, down from 3rd place, is 1-800-273-8255, Logic, featuring Alicia. Jumping up 5 spots from number 7 to number 2 is Camila Cabello. Is she one of the Fifth Harmony girls?
Yes, or was.
It's Camila Cabello featuring Young Thug and a song called Havana. And number 1, once again, is Post Malone featuring 21 Savage, Rockstar. Yuzi just handed me this, and it's horrible. Charlie Sheen, according to sources, sexually assaulted Corey Haim when he was 13 years old.
Damn.
So, look, this is in the National Enquirer, but so it is a tabloid.
Hold on.
They are quoting a friend by the name of Dominic Brascia, a former actor and a close friend of Corey Haim. He told the Enquirer that Corey Haim died at like age 38. He died of pneumonia. He had massive drug problems and struggled his entire life. He and Corey Feldman were child actors together,
right.
And they were the Coreys. They tried to hold each other up, but all they say here is that he died of pneumonia.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was.
However,
an OD.
I mean, I don't remember what else was involved with it then, but it could have been. But wasn't he like in a park too? Like he died like out in the wilderness or something?
I don't remember the circumstances.
Well, anyway, according to a bombshell report by the National Enquirer, look, this is quite an allegation to make if you don't have some backup. Charlie Sheen, I guess they starred together in a movie called Lucas. And he plied Corey Haim with drugs and then had sex with him. And they described the type of sex. Sheen was 19 at the time, and Corey Haim was barely a teen. He was 13 years old. After the, apparently, Corey Haim was, he was underage, so there is no consent when you're 13 years old. But he was then obsessed with Charlie Sheen, who was very cold to him afterward and rejected him.
Really?
According to this, Corey Haim wanted to be together again, and Charlie was not interested. Years later, they reportedly had sex when they were both in their 20s. Haim told me he had sex with Sheen again, claims this Dominic Brascia, friend and former actor. He claimed he didn't like it and was finally over Sheen. He said Charlie was a loser. Brascia's account matches. Apparently, there are a lot of other people who told the Enquirer that Corey Haim had named Sheen, who is now 52, as his abuser before his death in 2010. Apparently, no stories were ever written about this, even though the Enquirer had multiple sources saying Charlie Sheen is the one who Corey Haim says abused him. Another source said, Corey was so confused by the sexual encounter, he believed, like so many victims, that he was in love with his abuser. Adding that in reality, it was Sheen who pressured him into a sexual relationship. Corey Feldman has claimed he and his longtime best friend were sexually abused by men in Hollywood, and even said in his 2013 memoir that Corey Haim was told by a man while filming Lucas that it was perfectly normal for older men and younger boys in the business to have sexual relations. He didn't name any names in his book, but he did claim in a later interview that he wasn't a huge fan of Sheen. Mm-hmm. He said, he's affected other people that I know.
So this film, Lucas, is Corey Haim, Charlie Sheen, Winona Ryder, Jeremy Piven.
Oh.
I'll watch it.
Corey Feldman said that Corey Haim fought for his entire life to recover from those early experiences and to get his life together. In their divorce papers, the Inquirer is saying that Charlie Sheen's ex-wife, Denise Richards, said that she'd caught him looking at gruesome pornography featuring boys and girls who look to be underage.
Wow.
Sheen has never spoken out about his relationship with Corey Haim, but a source close to Charlie Sheen says, there's no doubt in my mind something went down, enough that he had a grudge against Corey Haim forever. Mm. So I'm just, look, these are allegations made by a tabloid. Yeah. I don't know what, if anything, will come of this. Mm. But that's out there
today. One of
them
is still alive, so I imagine there's going to have to be some answers, right?
You would think.
So it looks like Corey Haim, at first the police said it was an accidental overdose, but he was sick leading up to that time. Coroner ruled that it was pulmonary edema. And he said that he did have pneumonia, but that was an enlarged heart.
Oh.
And water in his lungs, a typical sign of drug abuse.
Oh.
And they found all kinds of different pill bottles there.
So he wasn't in the woods?
He was not. He was at his mom's place.
Okay. A former Boston TV news anchor is about to hold a press conference. This is happening, it looks like, in about an hour, Yuzi?
What is it? That's Eastern time, right?
11:30 Eastern time. Yeah. So I guess about an hour from now. This woman's name is Heather Unruh.
And this is the second person that came out about Spacey.
Yes, this is a kid. She's saying that this happened at a bar on Nantucket Island in 2016. So this is recent enough that this could possibly be charged against him. The alleged victim reported the incident to police by phone sometime this year. He apparently doesn't live in Massachusetts. This is apparently a family member of this Boston TV news anchor. She tweeted last month, before the Spacey story broke, the hashtag Weinstein scandal has emboldened me, hashtag truth time. I was a Kevin Spacey fan until he assaulted a loved one. Time the dominoes fell. And at that point, people said, oh, yeah, what? What's going on? And now she's going to do this press conference and apparently talk about some family member who was assaulted, allegedly assaulted.
Now, this is a newscaster, so she absolutely understands. She's outing this person who's been victimized. She knows it.
And
they're going to find this person.
Well, I mean, the fact that she's saying it's a family member, too, that wouldn't be difficult to find that.
So they must have said, okay, go public.
They did report the incident to the police by phone this year, according to this story. I'm assuming that person's going to have to testify if anything comes of this. So that's happening in about an hour. So if we get more details, we'll let you know. Oh, boy. Or does the time go? Do you want to... TMZ Sports has obtained police footage of an NFL guy by the name of Junior Gallette.
Oh, I don't know that name.
He is a Washington linebacker. And he got into some kind of fight with another man. And is this...
Yeah, this is in Florida.
So is this body cam footage?
It is body cam footage. So I just grabbed the audio because there were too many swears. But you'll get the gist of what's going on.
Basically, the cop sees these two pummeling each other. This Junior Gallette and some other man fighting. This is in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Oh, Mississippi, okay.
And he said, you guys need to stop, freeze. And instead of freezing, Junior Gallette took off.
And so here's the body cam footage. The beginning is the cop running after him, and then you'll hear the taser, and then you'll hear the cop kind of gloating.
Stop it for a second. Okay, so he's down. But basically, the cop starts to, yeah, I got you, yeah, I got you. And he's all impressed with himself because I think he knows who this guy is, because he says, I may be a big white guy, but you know what? I told you to stop. And then he's like, I ran you down.
Well, I didn't know anything about the color of the police, but I definitely thought that guy's running with a belt.
Full-on equipment.
And maybe even a chest protector.
Right.
I think they call them bulletproof vests.
Either
chest protector. A bib. He's wearing a bib. So anyway, I'm shocked he was able to run the guy down too. He's a pro footballer.
Right. The cop says, y'all both hitting each other. I tell you to stop and you take off running. If you're going to run for me when I tell you to stop after I see you hit him, I'm going to chase after you and I'm going to tase you. He was eventually arrested for disorderly conduct, failure to comply. This is the Junior Gillette. After he was put in the squad car and taken to the police station, the arresting officer can be heard doing some post-chase breakdown with his colleagues. And one of the cops goes, dude, he's a linebacker. He's not exactly known for his breakaway speed.
Linebackers, I think, are how do you put this? They're the strongest. They're the most built. They're the ones who lift them. I don't know. I mean, offensive linemen are the biggest.
Yeah.
But linebackers are pretty badass.
Yeah. Well, he was clearly running, but the guy managed to get him and tase him, and a taser will drop most people. So
he tased him right before he was about to approach these steps. So he tased him, and the guy falls down a bunch of steps.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
I guess what I was trying to say is it seems like a linebacker is that perfect mix of
humongous brick wall
and still having some stealth too. They're not the linemen who just bang into each other.
They get winded getting back up from the ground. I'm back. I'm planted. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
A woman who discovers her husband's affair on a plane. And more after these.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For November, check out Piedmont. Here's what's happening. By the way, we're supposed to get some rain today.
Yeah.
I don't have an official report for you, but it's expected today.
7 p.m., everyone. 7 p.m.
Oh, later tonight.
Yeah, we just looked it up.
So will it rain on our way in tomorrow?
That's what it looks like.
Yeah,
4
a.m.
So take it easy, everybody. Yeah.
Right. So there you go. This story is, I've heard of people doing this before. I've never seen it.
Okay.
A woman and her husband and their child were flying from Doha, Qatar to Bali, India, in Indonesia. What'd you say?
I've been to Doha.
You have?
Yeah.
Is that where you tried to get into the...
Yeah,
the
film festival. Yeah,
the Qatar Film Festival?
Yeah. Well, let's call it Qatar. I like that word better.
Just call it Qatar.
It's called guitar.
A woman and her husband and their child were flying from Doha, Qatar to Bali, Indonesia for a vacation on Sunday.
Lovely. Bali.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
I'm going
Bali.
There, too.
Bali.
Of course you are.
Home
and you're a world traveler.
So what happened?
Well,
we don't want to interrupt you.
Why don't you tell us more about your upcoming vacation to Bali?
You going to...
I'm going to the Soul Shine, yeah.
Michael Fronte's resort.
Oh! Well, you're going to spend Christmas with the Frontes?
Yeah, maybe. I'm thinking about it, sure.
What about your mom?
Oh, is your mom going to Bali, too? That'll be great. You and your mom in Bali, doing yoga every day, eating organic food. Your mom will love it. That's like the nicest thing a son could do.
Thank you. Well, that's what I do.
So you're really bringing her?
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh.
Well, let's call her and ask her if she wants to go.
You won't bring her?
She doesn't travel that far well. 73. She doesn't like to fly like she used to.
Well, let's call her and ask her if she wants to fly. I mean, Bali seems worth it.
So what happened on this flight, too?
Are you sure there's nothing else you want to tell us about?
That's it.
All right. A woman and her husband and their child were flying from Doha, Qatar, to Bali, Indonesia for a vacation on Sunday. The husband fell asleep after the flight took off, and the woman used that opportunity to foil the Apple technology.
Uh-oh.
She pressed his thumb onto his phone to unlock it.
Took his own hand, pressed his thumb.
Yep.
And started reading.
And snooped around in his messages and found that he'd taken a lover.
Uh-oh.
And it wasn't her. So she, as you'd imagine, freaked the hell out right there on the plane. She made such a scene that the plane had to be diverted to make an emergency landing in India.
Oh.
The family was escorted off the plane and spent the day in a detention center. And eventually the police decided not to charge her. And then they sent the family home.
To Qatar.
Yeah.
So they didn't get to go to Bali after all.
Well, would you
They didn't get
to
go to have a nice vacation, a nice final family vacation.
Would you still go to Bali?
I would. I'd be like, you're paying for
I'm
another
going
hotel.
Alone.
Right. You go home to Qatar.
Yeah.
I'm
With
going to
girlfriend.
Bali. And I'm going to stay. Me and my son are going to live in Bali now.
Oh.
You. Yep. Terrible person.
Going to smoke doobies at Soulshine and do yoga forevermore.
Oh. Wonder if they were going to go to Soulshine. That's
you think?
It's a terrible place to find out that your husband's cheating on you.
So
and it's
weird,
a, and that's
though.
That's a terrible thing to... I mean, like, I don't...
There she is on the plane, though, getting his phone. And I don't know if you move his hand or you just find maneuver the phone under the thumb.
Right.
Hoping it clicks.
Yeah.
It's pretty bold.
It is.
It's pretty gnarly.
It is. It, you know what's funny about that? Is it actually just shows how this can fail. Like, I mean, she could have held it up to his face. If it was facial recognition, she could put his thumb on it. I mean, it's just, you know, if you want to get into someone's phone, it's pretty easy.
I wonder
if the code is actually probably the best way.
If you're sound asleep, would the facial recognition work?
Still open up your phone. Probably. Why wouldn't it?
Well, because your eyes are closed.
You can have sunglasses on, it says even. I mean, it's just, you know.
If you've got an iPhone 10, text us.
Yeah, please let us know.
I'd love to hear if that thing works when your eyes are closed. Bless you. That is a trip.
I actually think the way to go is the... I mean, if you're worried about someone getting into your phone, the way to go is to just have the code.
The facial recognition would be even easier than trying to get the dumb thing moved
under
somebody's
thumb. You wouldn't have to move the guy's hand. Just hold it up to his stupid face. Right? Whatever.
Yeah. Right.
I suppose it could be a girl.
Anyway, that happened on a flight.
Oh, excuse me.
Is that you?
No. I don't know. I think they're drilling.
That?
Are they
like drilling
again?
They must be drilling.
Oh.
You just tuned
right
in?
Now. They're drilling right. Can you hear that?
Yeah. Fully. Yeah.
It feels like it's right underneath us. Right
it
here.
Actually, it feels like, remember when for 2 years they were doing
that
every single day?
God, that was miserable.
Oh, God. It was miserable.
I thought that was your phone. On vibrate.
Oh, well, I did just look at my phone, though. Not my phone.
I thought maybe I farted.
Maybe they're getting studios ready.
Oh, come on.
There is stuff that has to happen.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast. It's too late. It's fine. It's
Marlon Brando has 16 children.
Oh.
And it's believed he's the father of a 17th.
Oh.
A woman named Linda Carroll. Linda went on to have a daughter, Courtney Love.
Oh, he's Courtney Love's grandfather?
It's possible Brando was Courtney Love's grandpa.
Yeah, that is funny.
Are they going to go on Maury?
They should. I mean, isn't that kind of where Courtney Love belongs?
People are saying, Vinny, about the facial recognition, it doesn't work with eyes closed.
Oh.
But it will work with your sunglasses on?
Yeah, that's weird.
It's super fast and works. Oh, a lot of them are coming in. Works with glasses and hats on, though. Way more reliable than fingerprints so far.
Way more reliable.
Someone else says, yes, it does work with your eyes closed.
So they just tried it with their eyes closed?
I guess.
I'm reading a story here that says it works in the dark as well.
It works in the dark?
Yeah.
So you can be sleeping and someone can just put the thing in front of your face without even having to turn a light
you'd
on?
You'd like to think the person you share your bed with isn't creeping around your house.
But
you know,
they are.
After this stuff. But there's that lady doing it right there on an airplane in broad airplane light. I don't know. Whatever. The kid must have been sitting right there, right?
Yeah. That is actually fascinating to hear that it works in the dark. So it's not just that it's seeing it, it's that it...
It's doing an infrared thing.
Right. It's measuring... Oh, my God. You could have it beside you on your bedside table, and someone could hold it up over your face and then walk out of the room.
If you're wearing a hat, you grow a beard, you've got a lot of makeup or glasses, it says it works.
Yeah, that's what we read, is it showed a picture of one person in all those different states.
You can
and
put some
worked.
Weight on, lose some weight.
Yeah.
So this article, I don't know how, this is at macrumors.com. It says if someone knocks you out unconscious and then tries to unlock your phone, it won't work.
How does it know?
Yeah,
exactly.
Know.
How does it know?
Because I would think emergency workers, I'm sure they'd use the thumb all the time to unlock your phone and to get
oh,
into
right.
your contacts. I wonder if they just, you know, if you were hurt, they'd be able to open your phone.
209 says, Apple recommended that if you're being mugged and someone is stealing your phone, to close your eyes and your phone won't unlock.
Apple recommended that?
That's
I'd be like, dude,
says.
Take my phone.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right.
And
have a good one.
Here,
I'll
unlock
care.
It for
Who
you.
Even
right. right. And here's my ATM card and my PIN number. Right. I just, please don't kill me.
Yeah, I mean, of all the, well, no, not that thing that you just said, but sure. I mean, if you can get off with that, with just handing your phone over.
Yeah.
Yeah, take it. I'm going to kill the thing in 2 minutes as soon as you walk away anyway. Mm. I'm going to brick it. Right?
Yeah, I don't know how to do that, but I'm sure that...
I'm sure your boy would... I'll
call Riley.
I don't know how to do it either, but I'd figure it out real fast.
Right.
Oh, we were doing fast facts. After you play 8 years in the Major League in Major League Baseball, you get a gold card that gives you and a guest free admission to any Major League game for the rest of your life.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, 8 years. I guess it's a union thing.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, this is tough.
Here we go.
If you're a young person just finishing college and you're having trouble connecting with a job, it's probably because you're too good looking.
Oh, really?
A new study out of the London Business School found that really good looking people have a tough time getting their first job.
Really?
And other entry-level jobs.
Why?
Apparently, researchers say it's because we link good looks with ambition in our minds, and we don't necessarily want to hire someone who's going to climb the ladder and
take
possibly
our job.
Move on. Huh. Either take our job or move on.
That is very interesting.
So, attractive people...
So, ugly it up, kids.
Have a tougher time out there.
Get a bad haircut, some janky makeup on, slouchy outfit.
That's why you can't connect.
All right.
With a gig.
I don't know.
You don't know? Maybe.
It seems like good-looking people have all the advantages.
I would agree with you. But I do know I've been around those people who are so good-looking, they just make everyone, guy or girl, look at them.
Mm-hmm.
And you sort of trip on it like, wow, everywhere they go, that happens.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be hard when it stops happening. You get
I don't
older, know. You
know. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Feel invisible.
You'd think that it would be pretty great to however long that rolls
right.
for.
But that's you just think that's normal, like because that's the way people have reacted to your wait. Oh, that doesn't happen to you too? Yeah. Oh.
Like Charlize Theron,
right?
Is that
anywhere
how you say
she
her
goes,
name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That lady can't probably. Where could she go that everyone doesn't break their neck?
Right. Oh my God, it's Charlize Theron.
No, it's
she
not
is
even
gorgeous.
That. It's just her beauty.
She is beautiful.
I mean, yeah, we know her now, but I'm sure before we knew her,
she was still
that
stunning.
Was happening. People were breaking their neck to look at that girl.
Was she in? Was it L.A. Confidential or was or Mulholland Drive?
Oh,
what,
I know which one you're
like
talking about.
Her very
that was the first movie.
Movie
she, yeah, it
and
was.
I remember seeing her in the trailer and going, "Whoa, who was that?"
That was her breakout.
L.A. Confidential was her breakout?
I think it was Mulholland Drive.
No, it's called
like
Hollywood Confidential. No, not Hollywood. Hold on.
Mulholland is the one where the guy's walking around
two
taking
days
pictures.
In the valley.
2 days in the valley. That's it. I knew it was something like that. L.A.-ish. 2 days in the valley.
It's funny. When you look at the other people in there, like she was hands down the least famous, but none of these, like Terry Hatcher was in that. Jeff Daniels was in that. James Spader.
No, they all work.
Yeah, but I mean, they're no Charlize. I mean, there's only one A-plus lister in that.
Well, she's A-plus lister now.
I know.
But back, you got to break in somewhere. I remember seeing her in the trailer and going, whoa.
Yeah, she's...
That girl's a stunner.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
It's all right, homie.
Lucas is an awesome movie. I recommend you all see it.
So this is Corey Haim and Charlie Sheen. And apparently, according to the Inquirer, Charlie Sheen statutorily raped Corey Haim during the making of that movie.
408 says, Vinny, you can tell her that mom and dad locked the door when they're writing letters to Santa.
Oh. Ooh. You gonna do it?
I think so.
That's
well, actually,
how long
I,
will that work, though?
I already handed over some of the stuff you just said via text.
What is it?
That we are, when the door is locked, mom and dad are having private time. Beat it.
You got to set some boundaries.
What about the Santa one?
I'm sure her mom will find a nice way to say that, but that's what I think needs to happen.
It is nice to have an intermediary between right. your relationship with you and your daughter. You tell her, I say, all right, I'll tell her, sort of.
Dad says. Mm-hmm.
Well, really? Come on.
No, listen, that was, I remember one time me and dad were doing it in the shower and behind two locked
this
doors.
This is the tie. You told us this story when they broke in.
Because our contractor, Dick, showed him how to pick a lock. You know, they're just the little push locks on bedroom and bathroom doors.
Sure.
You know, you just put a paper clip in and you can push it back out. So there, we hear them knocking at the door and we're like, uh-oh. We're like, eh, there's two locked doors. And then
focus.
Right, exactly. Don't even think about
focus.
It. Just keep going. Then we hear them getting it and they're laughing and they're outside the second door. We're like, oh my God, they're about to discover us.
And
we just
stop. Happened?
And then we were like, that is not allowed. A locked door is a locked door.
They get the message or they do it again?
They got the message.
Does your daughter's cuteness ever get the best of you and you just roll over and say, oh,
well,
right.
No, it gets the best of me, but, you know, I don't necessarily, I'm not the rollover one. I think mom has a tendency
has a soft
to.
Heart.
Is it the other one that's
the
rollover one?
She's doing most of the work. In all honesty, she is doing most of the hard.
So she's got to keep her head above water.
Yeah,
she's got to pick
her
fights.
Yeah.
Right.
And there it is.
Yeah.
I get sucked in. Just a little back talk sucks me right in. I'm ready to argue with a 4-year-old.
If you're arguing with a 4-year-old, you've already lost.
That's right. That's so that's the my first thought is, why you?
Right.
Whoa. I think I'm going to excuse myself.
Our friend Megan says, when I worked at the Ritz, I assisted Charlize and Sean Penn. Escorted them to their room. She wasn't even all made up, and she was stunning.
I bet. Yeah, that's who. The first one that came to mind about that story was that someone who...
She's otherworldly.
Forget her that she's a star and a model and all that. That's a woman who, if she was a shoe salesperson, she wouldn't be able to go anywhere.
Oh, go ahead. She was discovered doing her banking.
I'm sure she was. I'm sure they went, oh my God!
Yeah, so you don't know the story?
No.
So they wouldn't cash a check or something like that, and she had a meltdown at the bank and like started screaming at the teller, and there was an agent that just happened to be in there and said, I want to represent you.
Wow.
That was the most amazing acting I've ever seen.
Good morning, Vinny. Please wish my wonderful husband, Brian, a happy 37th second.
Seven.
Happy birthday. Thank you from Genevieve.
Brian.
P.S. Love you guys. Happy birthday, Brian.
Happy
whatever
birthday.
That number is.
To you.
Good job.
Thank you. That's my Vinny impersonation.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with, I'm going to mention the Roy Holiday story again. It's terrible. We've got a bunch of Taylor Swift stuff to do here.
Cool.
And more after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.